Drive Time on 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape, Drive Time, welcome back to the show. A right-wing extremist suspected of shooting six Africans in central Italy was aware of what he had done and exhibited no remorse, an Italian law enforcement official has said. Lucio Treni, 28, remained jailed as police investigated him on multiple counts of attempted murder with the aggravating circumstance of racial hatred for the Saturday attacks in the Italian city of Macerata. Online is Raffaella Marchetti, Senior Assistant Professor in International Relations at the School of Governance and expert at the Dialogues of Civilization Research Institute. Raffaella Marchetti, welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning. Well,
and greetings to you as well. If we look at this whole situation of this person attempting to murder African migrants, is it true that this particular person was found with Nazi paraphernalia on their house or on them?
Yes, I mean, this is confirmed. They found several flags, Hitler Mein Kampf book, and other clearly Nazis elements in his room. I mean, he was a Fasci fanatic.
How many instances of hate crimes has Italy experienced in the past like this? Is this a departure, complete departure from the normal?
There is a rise, but in terms of actual incidents, the number is still very low. What is high is the topic in the political debate. You need to understand that in less than a few weeks, there is going to be elections in Italy, and the issue about migration is a central issue in the electoral campaign. This particular incident was following a killing of an Italian lady by a refugee seeker. And this guy, this fanatic, claimed that he wanted to bring revenge for this Italian lady who was killed by him just last week.
Is Italy going towards the right wing? It seems to have been. It seems to be a trend in international politics today, in Europe and the US, for the electorate to swing to the right wing. And part of that package is a lot of xenophobia directed at migrants. Is Italy going that direction?
Yes, the electoral polls suggest that the center. Right coalition is leading the electoral campaign and will most likely be winning the elections. In the right-wing coalition, there are also nationalistic, xenophobic parties, and of course, this is very worrying for the country. Many reasons. The economic crisis is definitely one. Migration, I mean, there has been a significant increase in migrant inflows from the Mediterranean, from Libya to Italy, and this has been instrumentalized by a number of right-wing politicians. So there are a number of different reasons that explain this, but clearly there is a resurgent nationalistic and at times also xenophobic feeling in the public debate.
How many immigrants are there in Italy? I mean, it does seem as if Italy is one of the countries which a lot of migrants are entering into. Italy is sort of sticks into the Mediterranean Ocean. And if you get into a boat from Libya and some North African countries, it's fairly close. How many immigrants does Italy have? And what is the contribution they're making to the society there, even if there's a lot of negativity surrounding it?
No, well, the total number is low. I mean, it's less than 10%. But the public perception, according to a number of polls, is around 30%. So looking at this mismatch, you understand that the public perception is very different from the current reality. It is true that there has been a very significant increase in the inflow of migrants in the last couple of years. This has been reduced in the last few weeks, but the increase has been significant, tangible. I mean, we are talking about four or five times more migrants reaching the shores of southern Italy from Libya. And this increase has been, of course, noted by media and in the public debate.
Is the perception in Italy, and this is something we experienced in South Africa, where we've also experienced a number of migrants coming into the country, what has the perception been in Italy that the migrants are taking jobs from Italians?
Well, this is the one of the claim made by right-wing parties, that they steal jobs, that they steal and take advantage of welfare benefits without paying for that, and stealing welfare benefits away from Italians. As a matter of fact, Italy desperately needs migrants, or because otherwise the entire economic system and entire welfare system, beginning with the pension schemes, would be unsustainable without. You need to remember that Italy has a very, very low demographic rate. So there is an insufficient quantity of new Italians born in Italy. So in order to balance the macroeconomic trends at the national level, migrants are needed anyway. But this is rarely recognized in public debates, especially in political debates.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because that seems to be the trend right across Europe, in fact, where in many countries we actually, in real terms, we're seeing declining populations.
Yes, that's clear. I mean, this is contrasted with, instead, the high demographic trend in migrants community in Italy. So, I mean, there is a stark difference there. Another issue that obviously has increased the worry and the misperception about migrants has been the wave of terrorist attacks in Europe. And also in Italy, and there are a number of terrorists that have been arrested. Of course, this is not immediately linked to migration, but in the public debate, it is. So migrants are depicted either as terrorists or as job stealers. So, I mean, this double negative connotation, it's quite present, especially the first one, of course, mostly attributed to Muslim migrants. The second one, mostly attributed to not necessarily Muslim, but most of the time African migrants, generically understood. But this is the kind of connotation that is presented by right-wing parties in Italy.
A final question is a matter of interest. What has the public perception been of the behavior of Lucio Treni and his shooting, trying to shoot African migrants? Has Italian society been horrified by that act?
Yes, I think so. Though right-wing parties have tried to argue that this is, maybe unjustifiable, but understandable, that there are structural reasons why this has happened. There are even right-wing parties that have offered to back him financially for the case in the court. So most of the political parties have harshly condemned it, and I would say public opinion is very strongly against this and condemning it. But there is still a minority of parties or right-wing groups that, yes, while suggesting that, while admitting that this is something wrong or illegal, at the same time try to make it more sort of plausible, more sort of... and as a result, today, the Berlusconi, which is the leader of the center-right, usually not xenophobic, but today he made an announcement that if he wins, he wants to kick out 600,000 illegal migrants from Italy.
Wow.
And you need to understand that this is immediately linked to what is happening, what has happened in the last few days. And of course, Berlusconi needs to compete also with right, other right-wing parties. So he's pushed to have a stronger attitude toward migration because we are in an electoral campaign.
Indeed, and Mr. Berlusconi, he's certainly been around the political block for many, many years, hasn't he? And he always seems to reinvent himself every single time.
But, well, he is the leader of the center-right coalition and hence the leader of the electoral campaign. I mean, the strongest actor at the moment.
Professor Raphael Marchetti, assistant senior assistant professor in international relations at the School of Governance of Louis, an expert at the Dialogue of Civilization Research Institute. Thanks for chatting to us about a right-wing extremist shooting six African migrants in central Italy over the weekend. Everything of the best.
Thanks to you.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.